I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of Classical 101, WOSU Public Media in Columbus. I'm speaking with Callie Banham, solo English hornist with the St. Louis Symphony. Callie Banham is the featured artist and co-producer of Core Christmas, a recording of Christmas classics in new arrangements showcasing the English horn. First, a question about your work as an English hornist. The cor anglais, or the English horn as we tend to call it here in the U.S., is an instrument that many people might not have heard or heard of before. So how did you come to specialize on English horn?
Well, you know, every English horn player started out when they were young as an oboist, as did I when I was about 10 years old. And later on, I had an opportunity to play English horn at a gig in an orchestra, and I borrowed one from the school, and I was immediately drawn to it and made it my mission to specialize in it really from that point forward, just because I was so enamored of the sound and intrigued by the expressive potential of that instrument. So it's really a special thing to have the honor of being the English horn player in an orchestra, because there's only one. So there's just one in the St. Louis Symphony. My duties are to play the English horn part, and of course, I also play oboe in the symphony. And I play in a supporting role, the oboe. I'm a member of the oboe section.
Core Christmas is your first solo recording. And just out of curiosity, why a Christmas recording for your first recording?
It was an idea that I had for a long time. I had made a recording with my ensemble previous to this. It's called Tandas. It's from 2015. It's a Quartango recording. So I put that together, and in a way that felt a little bit like a solo recording just because of how involved I was and how featured I am on it, putting it all together. But that group had started to do a very popular holiday program. We had these special arrangements, and that was part of the original idea to record them. I thought, we've got to get these down. And then the idea to sort of expand it and bring in other groups and make it a solo recording went from there. It's not traditional for somebody in the orchestra to produce a whole bunch of solo recordings, but I now feel like I have two. And of course, this one, the first one, I don't think it will be the only one. I really enjoyed the process and what I was able to say with this album, so I hope I'll have a chance to do a couple more.
And what were you able to say with this recording? What kind of mood were you aiming to strike with the particular arrangements on Core Christmas?
I really wanted to produce something that showed the carols in a way that was really pure, kind of honoring the beauty of the melodies and the potential of the great harmonies that were written, you know, things like the Holst harmonization of In the Bleak Midwinter, things that really held that up and celebrated the brilliance of these tunes. Sacred and the secular can be done, you know, every which way. And some styles of it appeal to me and some don't. And I've always had a strong opinion about that from the time I was a teenager, about what I liked and what I didn't like. And these ideas have been floating around in my head. So each arrangement on the album, there are 13, I tried to give special attention to what I wanted to say with each one and how I thought it could communicate in a really appealing way to someone who loves classical music but doesn't mind a little bit of fusion of jazz.
Sure, and you've certainly got some traditional carols and other Christmas classics on Core Christmas, things like Bring a Torch, Jeannette, Isabella, Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming, and Comfort Ye from Handel's Messiah. But these selections are decked out, if you will, in jazzy contemporary arrangements. And other selections like White Christmas and Christmas Time is Here are pulled right out of American popular culture. So you've really got a blend of updated versions of traditional classics, if you will, for the holidays, as well as more popular selections.
That's right. I picked my favorites, you know, if I'm being honest. I listened, of course, to tons of Christmas music and, you know, just remembering the ones that I always loved. There were things I wanted to include right away from the beginning, but I did do a fair amount of listening and research and gave some thought to what would work well. In particular, what did I think would feature my instrument successfully? That was a big part of it. So I was generally looking for melodies that were very strong, almost with an operatic nature, that I thought I could pull that off pretty well if I had the right kind of support, right kind of arrangement underneath.
You mentioned earlier that the selections on Core Christmas really are some of your favorites. So already this is, in a sense, a favorites list of yours.
Right, right.
But within that, are there particular tracks on this recording that really are personal favorites of yours?
Yes, I mean, I do love them all, but I am particularly proud of Lo, How a Rose Are Blooming, which is a track I do with my colleagues in the St. Louis Symphony, the trombones of the St. Louis Symphony. I'm also very proud of the way In the Bleak Midwinter came out. The strings just sound so lush. There's only four of them, but they sound like a whole orchestra. And Comfort Ye, which is probably the closest to my heart, the material itself being something that's so wrapped up in my life every year playing the Messiah at Christmas time.
Earlier in our conversation, you said that Core Christmas is your first official solo recording and that you enjoyed the process of making this one and could envision making others in the future.
Yes.
Any thoughts at this point about the repertoire you might select for your second solo recording?
Well, actually, I'm leaning toward a collection of Bach transcriptions for the English horn alone. That would be something that would be a little more specific, probably not as widely appealing as a Christmas album, but it's a project that I'd like to do kind of like a more intimate and personal project. When I do recitals, I often perform parts of the Bach solo cello suites, and it works. So transcriptions they would be, but that is often the nature of it. Unless I'm recording, you know, already made contemporary English horn concertos or something with the orchestra, it's going to be transcriptions. So I'm a lover of Bach, and there's so much material, and I think that there's a lot of potential there to create something beautiful. Maybe that'll be the next thing.
I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of Classical 101, WOSU Public Media in Columbus. I've been speaking with Callie Banham, solo English hornist with the St. Louis Symphony, about her new recording, Core Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.